This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
This is Chelsea Schneider, Municipal Innovation Specialist with AIM. Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. Today we are in Delphi with Mayor Shane Evans, and the community looks great. You know, everybody's out and about. Tell me a little bit about the projects you guys have going on, you know, especially as you're wrapping up Stellar.
Thank you, Chelsea. It's good to be here. Well, we finished up most of our Stellar projects in 2016, a few in 2017. The centerpiece of that Stellar grant was the Opera House, which is a historic building here in the city of Delphi. They've managed to maintain a lot of its historic properties while bringing it up to date. So we've had nationally acclaimed shows there, and we've also had local plays and productions. It's a wonderful meeting space, and it just looks great for the city of Delphi. In conjunction with other Stellar projects, we had facade restoration grant around the downtown, so a lot of our downtown buildings look fresh, look new, and give great curb appeal to the city of Delphi. At the same time we were doing that, we had some infrastructure projects in terms of downtown water mains to make sure that we can get adequate water for second and third floor apartments downtown. We had some storm sewer projects, sidewalk projects, so that if you wanted to eat outside, that it looks nice. And so I think the Stellar projects, they're wrapping up. Or most of them have wrapped up and they look great.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about, you guys had a patronicity project going on in terms of using the state's crowdfunding tool to make improvements to your trail system. You know, talk to me a little bit about that project.
Yes, ma'am. And that was really a grassroots effort from citizens here within the Delphi community and organizations within this community. So after the tragic death of Abby and Libby on February 13th and 14th, 2017, the community really rallied together. And so people from the Sheriff's Office, Delphi Police Department, Carroll County Wabash Unitary Canal Center, Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, and people from throughout the community really came together and tried to identify ways that we could improve the trails here in the city of Delphi. And once they put that list together, they partnered with the IHCDA with the patronicity crowd funding grant, and we were able to secure can't remember what the total dollar amount, I think it was close to $170,000 in funds between the $50,000 from IHCDA, and I think it was roughly $120,000 that they crowdsourced. So it's going to do great for the city of Delphi to make our trails safer. We're going to have cameras, lighting, trail markers, so that it shows, I think, every tenth of a mile it'll say where you're at. So if you do have an emergency, you can call in the dispatch and let them know where on the trail you're located. So it's a great project for the city of Delphi to try to improve our trails, make them safer, and make everybody here feel good when they go out walking and enjoying the wonderful trail system that we have.
Great. And you can definitely tell that it's a really strong community. You know, even coming here, it's my first time in Delphi, visiting and meeting folks. So tell me a little bit about your vision, 3 to 5 years from now. I mean, what are your thoughts on, Delphi?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I think we need to continue capitalizing on the Stellar improvements. Downtown vacancy rates are the lowest they have been in years, but we need to continue to fill vacant storefronts downtown. And right now there's only probably 4 or 5 that come to mind that are vacant at the moment. Big projects in terms of water and sewer infrastructure. Really, we're capable of producing 1.5 million gallons a day on the water side, roughly. We've got the Hoosier Heartland Industrial Park just south of town that's prime for industrial development, but part of industrial development is water use. So we're going to continue to investigate our options in terms of source water capabilities and then treatment on the wastewater side. So that'll be something that's coming down the pike. We're going to continue to capitalize on the community crossings grant. We got $260,000 from NDOT this year, and it helps us out tremendously because we're able to maintain our roads to a good condition so that we're not spending a lot of money in the future doing full reconstructions. I think we need to continue to work on what we have now and to improve what we have now. We have a wonderful trail system. The Opera House, the Wabash and Erie Canal are great attractions. The Carroll County Historical Society brings in a lot of people with their genealogy. So we have great heritage tourism here in the city of Delphi. And to try to improve on that and capitalize on growth in Tippecanoe County so that we can get more residential development here for people that are working in Tippecanoe County, which struggles to find employees, at least at the moment.
Great. I mean, it seems as though you guys got stellar. You're one of the first communities, right? A couple in 2012, I believe. Yes, I mean, how has it been to really capitalize on that project? I mean, how do you kind of take Stellar but then go to the next level, I guess, if you will?
Yes, ma'am. Well, and that's something that we're working on, and it's really our community partners that we utilize in that. We're only as good as, you know, our local Chamber of Commerce, our County Chamber of Commerce, those organizations throughout the community that are assisting to bring in, you know, retail downtown. To encourage friends, families, peers, you know, people that they know to bring restaurants to the city of Delphi and to bring business. So it's really the people in the community that create the sense of entrepreneurial spirit that we need to help this city sustain itself. And so really without the citizens of Delphi and the people that are involved in various organizations, we wouldn't be able to achieve success in the future.
Great. I mean, what do you think Delphi's unique community brand is? I mean, what do you think sets, you know, Delphi apart, you know, from, you know, other areas around here or even the state?
I mean, to me, I mean, it's beautiful geography and topography or whatever the geography
Definitely.
Is.
Definitely.
With Deer Creek running through it, with the trail system that a lot of communities are trying to mirror, I guess. The city of Delphi has had a wonderful trail system for a long time, but the difference, and I think maybe every mayor would say, is just the people in this community. They volunteer significantly. The Opera House, I believe, has only one full-time employee and over 60 volunteers. The Wabash and Erie Canal Association has a group of retirees that meet every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and work on the trails in that park. But really, it's the city of Delphi's citizens that sets it apart. They work hard and have worked hard to get where we are today. They're going to continue working hard in the future to improve the city. And so I think that's our greatest asset, is the spirit of the people here in the city of Delphi.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mayor. We really appreciate your time on the podcast.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.